U.S. and British diplomats have been pressing their case at the UN to get the Security Council to adopt a tough new resolution on Iraq, one that would make weapons inspections more effective and spell out the consequences of further Iraqi defiance. The diplomats need the support of all the permanent Security Council members, including Russia. So, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, when Russia's defense and foreign ministers were at the White House today, President Bush used the occasion to push for a new UN resolution.
President Bush tried a bit of personal diplomacy, calling Russia's President Vladimir Putin directly, and then sitting down with the visiting defense and foreign ministers. His spokesman Ari Fleischer says Mr. Bush feels he's making progress.
The president is confident that the ultimate outcome of the action that will be taken in the United Nations. The president just cannot imagine the United Nations making the same mistake twice. The president cannot imagine the United Nations again allowing an inspection regime that will not allow the world to know that Saddam Hussein is disarmed.
While President Bush has argued that Iraq has deceived weapons inspectors in the past, the Russians place more faith in the inspection process. Russia's foreign minister, Igor Ivanov, said earlier he saw no need for any new UN resolutions on inspections, but today he left open the possibility a deal with the U.S. can be struck. Russia and the United States are interested in making sure the weapons inspections in Iraq are effective, he said, and that the inspections clearly answer whether or not Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Ivanov said the U.S. and Russia are exchanging views. The Russians are trying to extract concessions, mainly a free hand in dealing with Chechen rebels they say are hiding out in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Defense Minister Sergei Ivanov said that as President Bush made the U.S. case on Iraq today, he and his colleagues gave the administration clear proof that authorities in Georgia have links to terrorists. It's clear to everyone that there is a real threat coming from Georgia, a threat to our security, Ivanov said. The Russian defense minister went on to say that Russia is ready to act either on its own or with others. The Bush administration has shown some sympathy for Russia on this point, but one Russia watcher, Anatole Levin of the Carnegie Endowment, says Washington will stop short of backing any Russian military action in Georgia. Levin says the Russians are seeking other concessions as well.
What the Russians, of course, want in the specific case of Iraq is some kind of guarantees that the Iraqi debt will be repaid, and that Russian oil companies will be cut in future on the exploitation of Iraqi energy. But the problem on that score is that, frankly, American guarantees aren't worth very much because, you know, nobody knows what the Iraqi regime is going to look like. Whatever it looks like, I doubt that paying its debt to Russia is going to be high on its agenda.
But these are the factors Russia will weigh as it decides whether or not to sign on to a new UN position on Iraq. British and U.S. diplomats hope to have a draft resolution ready next week, one that all the permanent members, including Russia, can accept. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.